सुपर हिट्स 93.5 रेड एफएम पे मैं हूं तुहिन आपके साथ और आज है कारगिल दिवस, कारगिल विजय दिवस. दिस इज नेम्ड आफ्टर द सक्सेस ऑफ ऑपरेशन विजय ऑन 26 जुलाई 1999. और इसी उपलक्ष में मेरे साथ अभी फोन लाइन पे मौजूद हैं ऑल द वे फ्रॉम राजस्थान कर्नल दीपक रामपाल. कर्नल दीपक रामपाल डेल्टा कंपनी में थे ऑफ 17 जाट रेजिमेंट. Rampal is also referred to as the hero of 4150 in Dras subsector. His Delta company was assigned the task of leading the attack to recapture the whaleback feature on the western spur of point 4150. Initial stages mein khub attacks hue unke upar. His company suffered heavy casualties. Lekin unhone apne boys ko ikhatta kiya aur dobara se dhawa bola. After a close quarters firefight that extended for more than 4 hours, he destroyed 3 bunkers and killed 5 of the enemies. 34 साल के कर्नल दीपक रामपाल बिना डरे अपनी कंपनी को लीड करते हुए आगे बढ़ते गए. लेकिन इस वक्त काउंटर अटैक शुरू हो गया था. सर, आई वॉन्ट टू आस्क, उस काउंटर अटैक के बाद क्या हुआ था?
Yeah, the battle had just begun at that time on the night of 4th July. We had started our attack amidst heavy enemy shelling. Right at the word go, I had lost 1 JCO and 6 of my men. So as you rightly mentioned, the war continued and we cleared 3 bunkers. And the moment the first light, that is the dawn, was happening, the enemy saw that we have moved on to whaleback. They tried their first counterattack. That was the first time the enemy realized that if they want to continue to dominate the area of Dras subsector right up to Zozila, they had the first counterattack with heavy arty shelling. And mind you, this time they started shelling the arty shells in airburst role, which is really, really very dangerous for anybody who's standing in the open. Once they lost their footing, we came onto the little hilltop. That's where we saw that he was getting ready for a second attack. And this time the enemy shelling was totally devastating. I had a lot of casualties, and in spite of that, the men held on. It was the determination of these boys, of my men, who were decided that we will not leave an inch of ground now. After about an hour, that's the time when he tried a third counterattack. And once he was pushed back from there, he lost all his hope and he ran down back into the mountain. That is how the 4th of July happened. And thereafter, this war continued. This was not to be finished. Delta Company was there in the war for 4 whole days. The 8th of July, we were on to it. There's a lot of saga in between what happened thereafter.
First of all, I am so honored talking to you and I feel so proud of you right now, sir.
Thank you very much. This is just an incident and it has just happened because all of us were at it. And I must at this point also tell you, we had a lot of support from all the people down below us, that is the whole country. We are living through each of these days ourselves. It takes us back into time and first thing we remember are the martyrs who have left us and the way the time has moved on. So our first aim is always to look after the families of my martyrs. Thereafter, we all get together and we have decided and taken a pledge that wherever and however we can help in making our nation, you know, strong in terms of youth building, in terms of our own army, in terms of sharing our experiences and making everybody strong, that is what, you know, comes to our mind. Because we don't want another Kargil ever to happen again. No mother to lose his son ever.